A bizarre nation is South Africa, whose system of racial separation is probably the most extreme on Earth. Christopher Hope, who was born in South Africa in 1944, now writes about his native land from a distance. He lives in London, where he wrote a novel that conveys the absurdities and contradictions of apartheid, a separate development. What was it like growing up in South Africa?
On the one level, it was, I suppose, the fairest way of describing it would be to say that it was very American. We were America 5 degrees removed, with a lot of tensions, which I think you've experienced here, but not with perhaps the same intensity. On the other hand, one was in Africa.
Whites learn to feel superior, says Hope.
If you were white, you were a very tiny minority, some outnumbered 6 or 7 to 1 by other groups. And since you were supposedly in the elite group, you were expected to maintain certain norms, certain standards, which had as their base the fact that everybody else was basically supposed to be in some way inferior.
Can South Africa survive under a terrifying system of racial separation?
I don't think it can in the long run, but it is totally and absolutely committed to that survival. And again, that old contradiction obtains. How can a white elite small group somehow maintain their superiority in what is Africa?
And yet, says Christopher Hope, there is a certain feeling of good nature among the Africans.
The extraordinary thing about the Africans is that, oppressed though they are, cheerfulness keeps breaking through. It is, in a very strange way, a very happy place, and the happiness is to be found not amongst the whites, by and large, but amongst those who are not classified as white.
Christopher Hope, whose novel, A Separate Development, once banned in South Africa, is a witty and often funny picture of a troubled nation. I'm Don Swaim. Christopher Hope is a young South African who believes that wit and humor may be the best way of chastising his anguished nation. Hope, who now lives in London, writes about growing up in South Africa in his novel, A Separate Development. Hope notes that racial segregation in South Africa is absolute.
If a white boy goes to a white school, he goes to a white concert hall, he goes to a white cinema, he comes home on a white bus, and he lives in a white neighborhood. And the black man, in turn does in his, and the split is complete officially, whereas of course in fact on the ground amongst ordinary people there is a great deal of mixing, a great deal of mixture. It is the most fruitful thing about the place, but it is not legal.
Hope went into self-imposed exile 7 years ago.
I write best from a distance, and of course my novel was banned, which happens frequently in South Africa. Shortly after publication, it was stopped and had to be withdrawn from all the bookshops and so on. This is a common occurrence. It's not particularly special. But it means that you come in for particular attention from the police and from others.
Hope received good reviews when his book came out, but suddenly it was no longer available.
The book had been out for 3 weeks in the country, and a notice appeared in the Government Gazette, which is the normal way of doing these things, claiming that the book was subversive and dangerous and unfairly attacked, everybody from the police through to the government. And it was therefore suspended, and immediately, more or less overnight, copies disappear from the bookshelves, and the book's no longer exists.
Strangely, Christopher Hope is opposed to economic sanctions against his homeland.
What it does is to make the white governing class in that country more obdurate, less accessible to influence from abroad.
Christopher Hope, whose novel A Separate Development is a biting satire of South Africa and its people. I'm Don Swaim.